PB&J Architects. Alex speaking.
Hi, my name is Erin, and I'm calling from Dynamo Playgrounds. Would I be able to be transferred to Samantha Johnson?
Hi, Erin. Just a moment, please.
Samantha speaking.
Hi, Samantha. This is Erin calling from Dynamo Playgrounds. How are you today?
Fine.
That's great to hear. I reached out to Kelly about 2 months ago, and she had mentioned that there hadn't been any projects with Playgrounds at the time. I just wanted to circle back and see if anything new had popped up throughout the firm.
Oh, okay. Well, as of right now, we don't have any projects with Playgrounds. We are being considered for several projects at the moment, though, so there is a possibility that we'll have some come through in the next couple months, but I can't say for certain.
Oh, that's great to hear. Another question for you. I had sent Kelly our catalogue and a video of our games. Have you seen that content yet?
Yes, Kelly passed it along to our team, so we got a chance to look through it.
That's great. So how about I touch base with you in about 3 months to check in on any new developments?
That sounds good. And we have your contact info, so we can reach out if anything comes up between then.
Perfect. Looking forward to speaking with you more in the future, Samantha. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Helpful tips. It's great to keep in touch with your prospects regularly. This way, they know who we are, and once a project does come into their hands, they think of us first. At this point, you would set your follow-up task in HubSpot with brief notes from the call. Also use your follow-up email as a way to send out any new Dynamo material that has just been released. This will show your prospects some new ideas that might spark their interest in our games.